This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Southeastern Community College says it's facing a roughly $400,000 shortfall in next year's budget. To address it, the school is cutting the size of its staff. SCC President Michael Ash says the college won't fill more than a dozen vacant positions, but that alone won't be enough, so the college is letting go of three faculty members whose contracts expire in May.
We have to make the budgetary adjustments so that we don't put the college in a difficult position where we're way over budget, we have no way to pay the bills.
Ash says the college reviewed all positions before making its decision. The three faculty members are welding instructor Brian Brooks, art instructor Robert Kennan, and chemical dependency instructor Milo Van Veldhuizen. Ash says the three are still probationary, so the college has the option to let them go prior to their third year on the job. They have until the end of today to request a hearing before the board. The college estimates it will save $200,000 by eliminating their positions. Milo Van Veldhuizen is the only instructor in the chemical dependency program, which trains students to be substance abuse counselors. So after letting him go, the college was going to suspend the program. But Board of Trustee members chose not to after about a dozen current and former students as well as college employees told them of the program's benefits. Ash says the administration will review the program again.
And if we find something that really we didn't know or we didn't consider or we need to reconsider, his letter can be rescinded and he could be reinstated and continue on as if nothing ever happened.
The trustees also delayed a vote on a $10 per credit hour tuition hike. Given the size of the increase, they want more time to discuss it. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.